Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. What I did on my summer vacation. Remember those assignments from your school days? The ones where you just regurgitated the activities from your beach trip or Six Flags trip or, if you were lucky enough, Disney World trip? We rode the log flume ride. It was fun. My sister lost her glasses. Then we rode the Great Gasp. I screamed so loud. Later, I ate a corn dog. It was good. That sort of thing. Hopefully my recounting here will surpass those childhood compositions, but given my deadline, perhaps not by much. I went to Florida for my summer vacation. A good deal of Florida, in fact. A chronicle of our journey would list Mariana, Tampa, Miami, Key Largo, Key West, and finally Mariana again, before jumping on Highway 231 for the trek home. Mariana gets the bookend treatment since that is where my mom resides. My wife and I squeezed in a visit on both sides of our holiday. From there, we maneuvered our way down Interstate 75 to Tampa, where our youngest son, Caleb, was performing at a convention. His YouTube channel is progressing well, and he sings for his supper on the convention circuit. It's impossible for us to follow him everywhere, but we decided to incorporate his convention exploits into our vacation this year. The next stop was Miami, a city I had heretofore never spent any appreciable time in. Actually, nicer than I expected, considering my sole perception of the place derived from CSI Miami or Miami Vice. Some cool cars, nifty shopping, tasty Cuban sandwiches, relaxing beaches, and no drug deals. From there, the two of us headed southward to Key Largo, where we shared some property with the local iguana population. Not in our room, but certainly all outdoor real estate. Our park proprietor compared them to rats due to their prevalence. I actually found them fascinating to watch, so prehistoric in appearance. We spent a majority of our time in Key Largo at John Pennekamp State Park, snorkeling and taking in some walking trails, then sating our ferocious appetites with glorious local seafood. You could say similar things about our last destination, Key West. The food was delicious, the sunsets were sublime, and the activities were abundant. Substitute iguanas with roosters, and you've almost got the same thing. Truly, the roosters and chickens scratching and crowing on every street were downright comical. Instead of the Margaritaville theme going full tilt in Key West, the Chamber of Commerce should seriously consider the theme to Green Acres. Of course, the nightlife in Key West is a highlight for many visitors. Not us. Anna asked if I was interested in hitting a few night spots, as so many of our fellow tourists were doing. My answer, honey, I am 56. Being the oldest person at a bar is just not that appealing. But rest assured, we found plenty to do in the Keys. There may be future segments on various aspects of this trip, but time prevents me from elaborating more today. The vacation accomplished its goal, a relaxing yet invigorating diversion from work. And yes, what can I say? I'm already looking forward to the next one, just like I did in my school days. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.